Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now I have Joe O'Brien, Minister for Community Development and Charities and Green Party TD for Dublin Fingal on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
Good to speak to you. I know you've been talking to Jack Horgan-Jones in the Irish Times. Your comments are really extraordinary. You say you're not convinced that the political will is there to solve the issue of homelessness amongst asylum seekers. And you're very firmly, from that piece I read today, pointing the finger of blame for some of that criticism at the former Taoiseach Leo Varadkar.
Well, just to explain the context, and I didn't say the political will wasn't there. For me, and indeed for many of us in government, we're still in an emergency situation where we have several hundred people who've come to the country looking for protection, and we haven't been able to offer them accommodation. So that's the baseline issue here. And I'm increasingly worried, and I have been worried for some time now. It first happened last year where we weren't able to accommodate people, particularly in the context of a lot of the hate that's out there against people. Not from Ireland. And I think, again, particularly in the context in the last week or so, where there was a Croatian man murdered and where one of the influencing factors was the fact that he didn't speak English. So, Claire, I'm increasingly worried about the situation of unaccommodated. And I think it's important that across government, we give a fresh push now again to look at everything every government department has, indeed every local authority has, to get these people off the streets.
Okay, but you say it's really important that we know what's going on here, because we are told one thing, that there is political will, that everybody is pushing. But you say, I've been in the cabinet subcommittees that were chaired by Leo Varadkar, and I didn't see anyone pushed very hard to look very hard and say, will you all identify a building, please? You're saying that did not happen.
Yeah, so like, I would have liked to have seen more urgency. That's absolutely the case. But not just from Taoiseach Varadkar at the time, from everyone around the table, really. And that's why I'm bringing it up again, because I think the situation is getting worse. But I do also feel there's potential opportunity going forward as well. I mean, we were able to accommodate every Ukrainian that came to the country looking for support in a much larger scale as well. We're at a stage now where the flow in of beneficiaries of temporary protection is easing off, and I feel it's time to look again in a more thorough way, and I think in a more urgent way, to make sure we get people off the street.
You know, it was said many times when this started, when asylum seekers were handed tents, male single asylum seekers, that this was to act as a deterrent, to show people if you come to Ireland, this is what you will be faced with. Do you suspect that that's what's going on?
No, absolutely not. I just want to be clear on that. That is absolutely not the case. The International Protection Accommodation Service is under immense pressure in terms of being able to accommodate people. That's not a tactic that's being used.
But if we have the beds, I think what you're saying is that if an effort was made to find the beds and find the space, they would be found.
I suppose it's important here to distinguish the beds that we have and the beds that I think we can get. So my point is that I think there could be buildings there that could be converted, and so that we can get more beds into them. We have accommodated 100,000 people in one way or another over the last 2 years. So I think it's important to reiterate that context. It's important to reiterate we are responding to a war situation. And it's important to reiterate that countries across Europe are seeing international protection applications of a higher level than we had before. Ireland is only at the average European level. So our system needs to be built up. Minister O'Gorman brought the plan to Cabinet a few weeks ago that was approved, that will build our system up. But we still have the short-term emergency issue, and that's what I'm worried about.
You said to Jack, if I don't say this, I'd be going, someone was killed and I could have pushed it harder. Is that really your fear here?
Yes, it's been my fear for a long time. Yeah, absolutely, Claire. I am worried that something will happen. And that's why I don't mind if people get a little bit annoyed about me saying this, if they feel they're being pointed at or whatever. It's much, much more important that I feel that everyone has tried everything within their power to look at every possibility to get people off the streets.
Yeah, like Minister Eamon Ryan, does he, your party leader, does he share your concerns? I mean, he meets his coalition party colleagues every week, we know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's been raised in meetings where Eamon has been attending as well, by him in a forceful way as well.
But he really needs to put his foot down here, surely you would agree. Like, is the Green Party, do you know, intending on raising this as a priority issue with Simon Harris?
It's an ongoing priority issue, and I do think there is an opportunity here now with Taoiseach Harris going forward as well, in terms of, I suppose, putting a fresh impetus into the look for into the search for new accommodation, and to go back to all government departments and local authorities and any other agencies that may have something that we can use to get people off the streets.
What is missing? What is wrong here? Because you said to me at the beginning, oh, I don't think it's, you know, about political will. I mean, it sounds to me from what you've described that that's all it's about.
Look, I think I'll go back to the fact that it is, we were responding to a war situation, and the government departments all had their own priorities. Education had to adapt a lot. Health had to adapt a lot. Social protection did amazing work. But I suppose my point is the surge and the pressure in terms of that initial, 1 to 2 years really of the flow in of people from the Ukraine is levelling off now. And it's an opportunity to look afresh at what other government departments can do.
Mm-hmm. Because they haven't been looking hard enough to date, is what you're saying.
Some have given us offers. Some of them have been successful. But I feel there's a need for more urgency now.
So there has been a focus on policing and justice at government level. We know that particularly since Simon Harris has taken over. I mean, do you think that that is distracting from this issue, from these asylum seekers who, let's face it, are sleeping on the streets?
No, I mean, that's an important issue as well. And the policing situation is one that I suppose needs to be augmented, and it's got a crucial role in terms of getting people into accommodation as well in the International Protection Accommodation Service. So, no, we have to be able to run with a number of key priorities.
But there's no plan, is there? Because I asked Simon Harris about the new purpose-built asylum accommodation centres. No definitive answers. I mean, we were told in January that we'd know very shortly at that stage about at least the first one. We still don't know anything. We're heading for May.
Look, I don't want to preempt announcements, and I don't want to get into detail where plans are not 100% nailed down. But I'm confident in the medium term, you'll see signs of a bulked up system, a system that can, I suppose, respond to the reality of migration in 2024 now as well.
But if you believe that announcement is coming, why say what you've said in the Irish Times and to us this morning?
Because it's the short-term situation, Claire, that I'm worried about at the moment, really, the next weeks and several months ahead. That's what I'm worried about, and that's why I feel every effort needs to be made now to get people off the street.
So there are people both in government and working in the civil service who are content to see those people sleeping on the streets around
absolutely
the IPAS
not
offices?
No, absolutely
not.
But
why
not.
Are they
no,
there then? No. Why are they there then?
We don't have enough short-term capacity at the moment.
But what you're clearly saying to me this morning is that we do.
I think it would be productive if every government department and indeed every local authority looked at what small bit of capacity they could add to the mix that would help us get people off the streets.
Mm-hmm. So there is capacity out there, but people haven't tried to find those beds, and that's why we have asylum seekers sleeping on the streets.
I think there is potential vacant properties out there that could be converted there in the short term.
Mm-hmm. You've also expressed concern about this promised government communication plan on migration, that hasn't been developed yet. We've heard about it, but we haven't seen anything concrete again. Explain what you're worried about there.
Look, there's a lot of misinformation out there at the moment, a lot of prejudice, and a lot of normal people just looking to find out what the facts are. Obviously, people in my situation, politicians, governments in general, we make statements, we clarify things, we have debates in the Dáil where we clarify the facts. That doesn't always seep out to everyone we want it to, and indeed not everyone is going to give the weight that we might like to what a politician says. That's the reality of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important that there is a centralised, I suppose, government-branded information process that that is reachable and accessible to everyone who simply wants to find out the facts.
Yeah, but you're a minister, so surely that you would know if that's coming or not, or if the plan has been developed.
Yeah, like there, and this is the point that I was making in that article as well, that there has been discussions. We are now at a stage where there's draft documents, but I suppose I was frustrated and I expressed that because it's been in the pipeline for too long, and we needed to see it at implementation stage.
Yeah, it's just, it's hard to reconcile the fact that you're a minister and you're frustrated with government. I mean, surely you are part of the solution.
Yeah, and I've been feeding into the plan and I've been saying what I feel needs to be in it. And when I have had the opportunity, I again press the urgency of it needing to be out there. And
so I'm who's not doing their job?
And look, I'm not going to make this about individuals and individual people, and I'm not going to name names right now, Claire, but those who are responsible will know. And I think it's important that we develop something that's accessible, that will help people who genuinely have genuine questions about what is happening and why we're doing certain things, but they can find an objective answer out there. And I think that's a space that needs to be filled. And I know I'm not the only one who thinks that.
Who else thinks it?
Again, I'm not going to name names there, Claire, but look, I think across...
But do you mean on the political side or civil servants, or who else shares your frustrations?
A lot of people in different sectors, Claire, I think, recognise the need for an objective, government-backed information source that answers a lot of questions that are out there. And we do it in our interactions with people, the community engagement team in our department. They do it in their interactions. They have documents as well that they share, and it's quite effective at a community level.
So,
but I suppose my point is it needs to be spread at a wider level and more accessible.
So who can answer your questions? Is it Eamon Ryan? Is it Simon Harris? Is it civil servants? Who are you directing all of this at?
Well, I'm not going to start pointing at people now again.
This is a life and death situation. That's what you said. That's why you're speaking to us today. That's why you spoke to Jack Horgan-Jones.
Absolutely.
So who can fix it?
Well, look, Claire, the plan is stalled in the Department of the Taoiseach. And so I think when Minister Harris gets on board and understands the situation of this plan, I would hope that he'll push it on.
Okay, so it's Simon Harris. All right, thank you very much. That's Minister of State Joe O'Brien. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.